Excellent. Well, here we are. Episode 11. For those of you that don't know, that's the episode that comes after episode 10. Normally, when we're working in common sequence, I find that 10 is the number that goes before 11. And 11 pretty much always comes after 10 when you are counting stuff. This is a fun episode. It's fun, okay? It features the live performance that I did on Instagram from Monday, May 11th. And yeah, that's what it is. For this live, I played through a bunch of songs that I sing to track my electronic songs, as I call them. And I talk about, you know, what each one means to me and what the songs are about. And I think it's fun. So I hope you enjoy it. And I'll see you for another podcast on Sunday. Okay, well, mazel tov, everybody. Enjoy the show. Bing!
Oh, I am now live. Switching it up a little bit today. Because, you know what? It's 2016, baby. Oh, I'm right on time, too. That's nice, isn't it? Got my water, new water bottle. Because my other one was, like, really tiny. I would take, like, 3 sips from it and be done, because I have a large stomach that holds a lot of water. So I need like twice as much water. Still an H2 ho, I see. Damn straight, Catherine. Damn straight. Yeah, I got the shirt today. Because honestly, it's kind of too hot now to be rocking the big, like, whatever that thing was. It's kind of like a jean jacket, sport jacket thing. It's way, way, way too thick. Thicky. Looking like a young Gene Hackman. Feeling like the guy who plays Fredo. Whatever that, what's that actor's name? So sorry, this is blasphemous of me. Fredo. John Cazale. Yeah, sorry. Crame and Paula joining. For some reason, Crame, I feel like you're Australian for some reason, but I don't think you are. Maybe you are. He is what can vibes. Yeah, definitely. Make sure you go check out the podcast that I just put up, guys. Jack and I talk music videos. You are Australian? Oh my God, I called it. I called it. Yes, that's awesome. Anyway, Jack and I talk music videos. We've made a lot of music videos together and we like rate our favorite ones. So if you're a super fan, there are a lot of anecdotes in there that might be fun for you to hear. We share some funny little things that happen multiple times, almost getting arrested. Some DIY filmmaking. All right, so as you guys know, I'm doing these lives twice a week, so I kind of like to have more of a plan going into each one. Today I'm going to be doing songs with tracks, songs that are either by my friend Alex Rowland, bro, let me make your next music video. Maybe. But yeah, so I'm going to sing along to some tracks here, these songs. I've done a few shows where I sing to tracks. They're all really fun. It's a different thing because I'm not holding a guitar most of the time. So I get to like do weird things with my hands that I can't do because I don't have to think about dropping my guitar. You know, got to hold the guitar when you're holding a guitar. So yeah, this first song is about wanting to turn into a hot Cheeto. It's called More Tiny. Ricky Bobby.
Car, baby car. You wanna get hit, stay where you are. See your car, I am.
Life is to transform into a hot Cheeto. Rar XD. That song is about wanting to turn into a hot Cheeto. It's also about feeling nostalgic for a time when you were younger. Wanting to be little again. When you were focused on things like Cheetos and not on where you parked your car. Do I have a record label? I do not. All right, here's a slightly deeper cut. I think this is just like on YouTube and in my SoundCloud. This is so corny, but I really remember writing this song on a pouring rain day and day when it was pouring rain in New York. It's called 665.
Why? cause I know that Jennifer has something funny to say to me. Fucking Jennifer, 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 funny girl. Yeah. I try to make it out when I'm making up with you. Be nice to me. It makes me feel bad when you're acting like that. Why women always roll their eyes at me? Why even when it's even when it's raining?
You go. Yeah, my friend Roland made that beat. It's one of my all-time favorite beats. When did falsetto start to become a part of my music? I don't know. Kind of forever, honestly. It's been that way. I just naturally sing that way. It's sort of like the most expressive way for me to sing. All right, here's one that's less of a deep cut. It's about someone who's your friend, but you also hate them. And they're your enemy. It's called Frenemy. It goes like this.
Hey, Frenemy. What you do to me? Everybody tells me that I'm wrong, but I'm right. That's the opposite. Look, frenemy, try to be friends with me. I know you're a combo of so good. So bad, yeah, but please, my love, just be nice, just be nice, just be nice, be Beau Bice.
I think this is the only song that has Beau Bice's name in it, I venture to guess.
Why did you say to me? Baby, get on beat. Never could I do that when I know there's someone who's a friend and an enemy. A friend and an enemy. Friend, everybody stay where you are.
Friend.
While I work this out. I mean, seriously, guys.
Seriously, guys.
No.
bigger part.
No enemy, no frenemy, just friends, the end to me. No enemy, no frenemy, just friends, the end to me. No enemy, no frenemy, just friends, the end to me. No enemy, no frenemy, just friends, the end to me. No enemy, no frenemy, just friends, the end to me. No enemy, no frenemy, just friends, the end to me. No enemy, no frenemy, just friends, the end to me. No enemy, no frenemy, just friends, the end to me.
There you go. Thanks for joining the live, everybody. Thanks for being here. Hope you're all having nice Mondays. Monday, Monday. Do, do, do. What have you guys been up to today, man? What is Gucci? Everybody. Learning about muscles. I like that. Emails. Yeah. Been there. New quarantine diet. Oh, very nice. Signing up for classes last semester of college. Oh! Enjoy that shit. Eating Olive Garden, world's greatest restaurant. Walked my dogs and it started snowing. What? Where? Where did it snow? Working out. Nice. Gianna, what kind of dogs do you have? I love dogs. Michigan. Oh, okay, that makes a little more sense. I thought you were like in New York or something. But damn. That sucks. But also, maybe doesn't, I don't know. Snow's cool. My car died. Oh, dag, yo. Have I ever tried singing Barbershop? No, I haven't, but I like Barbershop music. Theo loves you. Thank you. It snowed while sunny on Long Island on Saturday. Yeah, I saw that. Some friends of mine out there posted some videos and stuff of that. Oh, splash. Splash zone. Listening to Maggie Rogers. Nice. Tell your mom R.A.P. Jerry. Oh, thank you. I will. Okay. Here's another tune. What was it like singing in front of Natasha Leggero, whatever it is, and the dude from That 70s Show? Bizarre. But it was fun. The song's called Sedan Bumps.
Slip of my sleeve.
Slurpee if you want, you can. It's blue. I wear blue Vans, and I sit in the car with my girlfriend, and you can ask. You never sit in my Slurpee, you can. I sit in the car with my girlfriend. Sit in the car with my girlfriend and hold her hand. Yeah. I'm not like that anymore, though. But you know what? I'm not like this anymore, either. You know what? I'm not like anything anymore, man. You know what I mean? Just be my friend. Yeah. Bwa 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 bwa. I wear blue. Where are the curtains at? Henry changing it up with this backdrop. Yeah, I know. Different setting. Yeah, that is a deep cut tune. That's definitely only a YouTube. Actually, no, shit. That's SoundCloud for all you SoundCloud fans out there. Scooby dooby doo, little doo. I've had the Scooby-Doo theme song stuck in my head for like 3 weeks. The song is about everything being okay. It's called Fewer Words. There you go. I kind of forget about that song a lot of the times, honestly. But people seem to like that one, so it's fun to play. Couple more for you guys, okay? Oh, geez. Oh. You just got a little preview of the album there. Any travel plans? No. This song is about worrying about a friend who's driving not safely. It's called Safety Buddy.
Hate to make you scared, my friend, but your seatbelt isn't on. Watch other sedans fly by. The drivers have safety in their eyes. You should get a tie of that. Safety in their eyes. Have it written on your arm as a reminder to find your way away from harm.
Yeah.
You should be in traffic school. You should join a safety dancing crew. You've gotta be smart for me and you. 'Cause I need you more than you need you. I do. Flying through the window, yo.
This interaction is hilarious.
Never in my life again. But that's a verse that you could rap when you do a PSA for all those other safety saps. Ooh, don't you fucking die on Paul, Pete, and Eddie. Who will hang out then? Saw me and Teddy. I don't think so, TBA. You should be in traffic school. You should join the safety dancing crew. You gotta be smart for me and you. 'Cause I need you. Baby, I need you. Ooh, I need you. Ooh, more than you need you. I do.
Yeah. There you go. Yeah, that one, it's actually a pretty serious song. It's about, like, hoping your friends don't get in car accidents. Yeah. That's life. Fuck. This is a SoundCloud only right here. It's called Counting. Really quickly, I want to tell you what it's about. It's about that when you're, it's about basically like the first time you ever have a crush on anybody. And there are certain things like when you're in first grade that make you fall in love, you know, like, they know a lot about soccer, or like they're fast, you know? And I think that that's a nice sentiment. And my friend Jack did Graybow does this beat, and it's pretty.
Yeah. counting on you, like me, counting on you, like me, counting on you, like me, I'm counting on that. Counting on you, like me, counting on you, like me, counting on you, like me, counting on that. Counting on you, like me, counting on you, like me, counting on you, like me, counting on that. Counting on that, counting on that, counting on that, counting on that. Couldn't be more impressed by how your mom has you dressed and by how fast you run. Your PE class must have fun. You tell me your family is from France and Italy, and in Florence they have a mall where they call soccer football. Ooh, oh God, let's go outside. I'm counting on that, counting on that, counting on that. I'm counting on you liking me. I'm counting on that, counting on that, counting on that, counting on you liking me. I'm counting on that, counting on that, counting on that, counting on you liking me. I'm counting on that, counting on that, counting on that, counting on you liking me. I'm in my heart, she stays alive.
There you go. Hello, coffee cocktail. Yes, Italy. My grade school crush was Italian, and she went to Italy a couple times with her family. And then there was a mall there where they called soccer football. All right, I've got one more for you guys. Song's called Such a Bummer. Hope you have great rests of your nights. The song's about miscommunication. Goes like this.
Okay. I built you a cabinet. You told me that it's not a personality. Said you just put things in it. But that's just not your personality. Such a bummer. All is thunder. It's a wonder that we have been all gone.
I like to be left alone.
Yeah.
Do you think that that's a personality? You say that there's no chance in hell, kiddo. Just as well that I'm not an individual.
Such a bummer. All this thunder. It's a wonder that we haven't all gone under. I know you won't stay for long. No way you to this point in the song, but if you're here, I want you to know, need you to know that I care. No matter what you say, or if you mean, or if you find a new scene, or if you become queen, or if you careen a card.
Yeah.
I think that this is a date, though.
Do you consider this a date?
I think that this is a date.
Do you consider this a date, baby?
I think that this is a date.
Do you consider this a date?
There you go. That's the song. All right. Hope you guys have a good rest of your nights. See you on Thursday. Bye.
Well, there you have it. I said see you on Thursday there. Just a little disclaimer here because my next live show is Thursday, which is tomorrow if you're listening to this on the day it comes out, which is Wednesday, May 13th. So my next Instagram Live is May 14th, Thursday, May 14th. So check that out live as it's happening, or you can wait until it's on the podcast on Sunday. But I'll talk to you guys on this feed, on the podcast feed, on Sunday. That, which is, what is that, May fucking 17th, right? Yeah, May 17th. Okay. See you guys later. Bye.